lång och okej. Skidamurinka, dinkering, skidamurinka, du. I love you. Skidamurinka, dinkering, skidamurinka, du. I love you. I love you in the morning and in the afternoon. I love you in the evening and underneath the moon. Oh, skidamurinka, dinkering, skidamurinka, do. I love you. Skidamurinka, dinkering, skidamurinka, do. I love you. Skidamurinka, dinkering, skidamurinka, do. I love you. I love you in the morning and in the afternoon. I love you in the evening and underneath the moon. Oh, skidamurinka, dinkering, skidamurinka, do. I love you.
Nagyon sok szeretettel köszöntjük a kedves nézőket. Újabb adással jelentkezik az Angolka. Eljöttek ismét a Rainbow Hills óvoda óvodásai, Naményi Gabriella és Mihalik Zoltán. Reméljük, hogy a mai adással is sikerül majd a kedves szülőknek, kedves pedagógus kollégáknak tippeket, segítséget nyújtani abban, hogy hogyan is lehet már ilyen kiskorban oktatni az angol nyelvet. Pont ezért felhelyeztük az internetre az elhangzott daloknak és mondókáknak a szövegét. Megtalálhatják ezeket a Magyar Televízió honlapján, valamint a www.angolovi.hu honlapon. Továbbra is várjuk kedves leveleiket a tudáskukac.mtv.hu, valamint az ovi.kukac.angolovi.hu címekre. Tehát kezdődjék az angolka!
Morning!
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hello, hello. Okay, oyster song is the first song.
We're gonna start with a happy song about the happiest oyster in the world.
Okay.
One day I got a piece of sand stuck inside, and it bothered me all day. I didn't like it in my shell, and I tried to make it go away. But it was just the beginning of what now is a beautiful pearl. And now I see that it wasn't so bad, and I'm the happiest oyster in the world. Da 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 da. Yes, that was just the beginning of what now is a beautiful pearl. And now I see that it wasn't so bad, and I'm the happiest oyster in the world. Yes, I'm the happiest oyster in the world. Yes, I'm the happiest oyster in the world.
Very good. Okay, Mr. Suns.
The next one is the Mr. Sun.
Rainy and you day. Can... Shall we ask Mr. Sun to come out?
Yes, because it was really rainy and gloomy this morning. So now, now we can have Mr. Sun come out and play with us.
All righty.
Oh, Mr. Sun, Sun, Mr. Golden Sun, please shine down on me. Oh, Mr. Sun, I hiding behind the tree. These little children are asking you, please come out so we can play with you. Oh, Mr. Sun, Sun, Mr. Golden Sun, please shine down on me. Mr. Sun, Sun, Mr. Golden Sun, please shine down on me. Oh, Mr. Sun, Sun, Mr. Golden Sun, hiding behind the tree. Please come, the children are asking you, please come out so we can play with you. Oh, Mr. Sun, Sun, Mr. Golden Sun, please shine down, please shine down, please shine down.
Excellent. Yes, I saw it.
Okay. Now we're done with our songs, and next thing is, oh, the crocodile.
Stories.
So should we
crocodile.
Do the story?
Okay, five and down. Okay, let's keep it short.
We can do the story, whatever.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's do the story.
It's funny.
It's a funny story. Yes. I know, this is a really funny book with funny pictures in it.
Okay, Upsy Daisy.
It's
a DK book. All right, here we go. It was time for Muppetop to open his shop. Welcome to Muppetop's shop, he said. Would you like a cozy little bed? Or lots of pretty red? Or a bunny on your head? Ding! The shop bell rang and in walked a possum with a toolbox. Where's the toolbox?
There.
There, very good. I'm Upsy Daisy, said the possum. Of course. I forgot you were coming today, said Muppetop. I'll get to work right away, said Upsy Daisy. Let's see what Upsy Daisy will do. Hello, Muppetop, Poppy Duck called. What's going on? Upsy Daisy is fixing up something special for us. What is it? Asked Poppy Duck. It's a surprise, said Muppetop with a smile. Yeah, all done, said Upsy Daisy. Payment will be one poem, please. Muppetop is him. Muppetop cleared his throat. Thank you, Upsy Daisy. It's plain to see you are not lazy. I soon will try the button out. It's sure to work, I have no doubt. That was the poem that he paid with. What's sure to work? Please tell me, said Poppy Duck. I've just installed an upside-down button for the shop, said Upsy Daisy. You mean that if I press this button, I'll be upside down? Asked Poppy Duck. You certainly will, said Muppetop. The whole shop will be upside down, said Upsy Daisy. Call me if you have any problems. Bye! Poppy Duck pressed the button. Suddenly the shop turned upside down.
Whoops!
Poppy Duck didn't like being upside down. I feel weird, she said. The floor is now the ceiling. Muppetop, please turn the shop right side up again, cried Poppy Duck. All right, said Muppetop, and he pressed the button. The shop turned right side up. Ding! Here comes the customer, said Muppetop. The customer was a big furry animal.
Hello, I'm a gnu. I saw your shop turn upside down, and I was wondering if I could try some upside down too.
Muppetop pressed the button. The shop turned upside down again. Moosey was in the attic. Oh no, not again, he groaned. What's wrong, dear? Asked Mother Moose. Don't you like being upside down?
I'd rather like being upside down,
said Father Moose. I don't, said Moosey, with his head in his hands. I like being right side up. This is excellent, said the gnu. How do we get right side up again? Like this, said Muppetop, pressing the button. Nothing happened. Muppetop frowned. The button is stuck. We'll have to call Upsy Daisy. All together they called, Upsy Daisy! Ding! As soon as Upsy Daisy walked through the door of the shop, she turned upside down. You called, she said. Yes, said Muppetop. The button is stuck. Can you fix it, please? Asked Poppy Duck. Of course I can fix it, said Upsy Daisy. But I'll need an upside down song first. I cannot sing upside down, said Poppy Duck. Muppetop and the gnu sang. The world's turned upside down. The bottom's now the top. I much prefer the way it was. The time has come to stop, finished Poppy Duck. That was a beautiful song. Thank you, said Upsy Daisy. Now I will fix your upside down button. Upsy Daisy got out her tools and went straight to work. Suddenly the shop turned right side up. Hooray, cheered Poppy Duck. But a moment later, everything was upside down again. The attic was upside down too. Oh no, groaned Moosey. I want to be right side up. Suddenly he was right side up. At last, somebody's listening to me, said Moosey. I don't feel very well at all. This is rather fun, said Father Moose. What shall I do? I have two more pages.
Flip to the last.
Flip to the last one, okay. We don't have so much time, I'm sorry. Yes, we in the nursery, we can read the whole. Okay. Okay, so just then the big clock chimed. That means it's time to close the shop, said Moppetup. Poppytuck, where are you? Moppetup looked all over the shop. I'm over here, said the voice from behind the little door. Moppetup opened the little door. Bunny and I were practicing upside down, said Poppytuck. Moppetup laughed.
That's a very cute book, huh? Okay, quickly come over here. Take your seat at the table. We're gonna practice math a little bit.
With the froggy counting.
Froggy counting, yay. Here, here, here. Jazzy.
Jazzy.
Here is your chair. Következő feladatban ilyen lapokat fogunk használni, amelyeken a különböző békákat szám, szín és méret szerint kell csoportosítani. Ez a matematikának egy nagyon jó előkészítő gyakorlat, a halmazokat készítünk. So, we have these cards. Who do you want to start with?
Well, we can start
from here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe, do we have some with fewer?
From Andy.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Good. Okay, so now we're gonna put the frogs out on the table. And now you need to collect the proper number and amount of frogs, okay? Mandy.
Okay, Mandy, and tell us what's Biush.
Excuse me.
Biush, please. Tell us what color you're putting and what size. We have big, middle size, and small ones. Okay? Can you start from left to right as we read?
Tiny green.
That was good.
That's a small one.
Tiny green froggy, another orange tiny froggy. A blue tiny froggy, a yellow tiny froggy, another orange tiny froggy, a medium size, a green.
Is that medium sized?
Mm-hmm. Which one is the medium size? That's right.
Froggy.
Excellent.
Very good.
Medium size orange froggy. Purple small froggy. Yellow medium size froggy. Big green froggy. Big green froggy.
Yassi.
Yellow tiny froggy. Big blue froggy. Medium sized. Green froggy, big yellow froggy, small orange froggy, small purple froggy, orange froggy.
And the last one is a
purple.
How many?
One, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 30, 14, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 20.
20 froggies. Okay, I'm gonna give you each a page.
Can I keep it?
Okay, because otherwise we're not gonna have enough time. There you go. I hope we have enough frogs. If not, please don't start a fight over it, okay? Everybody can collect the proper froggies for your page.
Mandy could have another one.
Mandy, can I give you another one? I'll give you one with less froggies, okay?
Froggy.
Mandy, can I put these back? To these froggies back here, so we can use them all again. Okay, so please. Oh, Reiko, you're already done. That was fast. You want another
Reiko's
page?
Very smart.
Here you go, Reiko.
Well, because she got the least.
Yeah, on her there was
also
only
she's
four
very smart.
Froggies.
I am done.
You're done. What did you put there? You're not done.
You're missing one. You're missing one frog.
Excellent. Please tell.
No, that's not the right size, Bianca. No, that's not the right size.
You need a middle size. Can you find a middle size? You're done. Vira, can you tell? Vira, can you please tell me what did you put on your page? Just the colors. Point at it. Red.
Yellow. Red. Orange. Blue.
Purple, green.
Excellent.
Bianca, tell us what you think.
The colors, can I hear them for you?
Purple,
mm-hmm.
green,
mm-hmm.
orange, yellow, mm-hmm. red.
Red.
Okay, Rekuts, can I hear your colors?
Blue, orange, yellow.
Yes, that's right. That's all the colors
orange,
on there. Orange.
And blue.
Blue.
And yellow.
Yellow. Very good. Jazzy, can you tell me the colors, please? Colors, please.
Left to right. Start left to right.
Green.
Purple. Yellow. Purple. Green.
Very good, Jazzy.
Yellow, red.
Excellent. Very good. So let's clean up quickly.
Give me five.
No, I won't give you another page. Because our time is up, that's why. But we're going to have another fun game now. Right after we cleaned up, we're going to play with animals.
Okay, make sure no froggies get lost. Thank you, Angel.
What we're gonna play now is this. I'm gonna...
Domestic or wild animals? Classification.
We're gonna go in a circle, okay?
I will play it, Jazzy.
Oh, Jazzy.
Jazzy,
make
please
sure
sit down. Sit
Thank
down.
You.
Következő játékban a gyerekeknek szét kell válogatniuk azokat a dolgokat, élőlényeket, tárgyakat, amelyek a vadonba tartoznak, és azokat, amelyek egy farmra tartoznak. Tehát vadállatok, házi állatok. Okay, please choose one. Jazzy,
okay.
Sit down, love.
Let's go in order. Jazzy, what do you have in your hand?
Horse.
A horse.
I have a horse.
Okay, what is a horse? A domestic or wild animal?
Domestic.
Okay, which picture should we put it on? In the jungle or on the farm?
On the farm.
On the farm, Angel. You're so smart. And the horse is drinking from the... Okay, drinking from the water.
Very good, Jazzy.
Very good, Jazzy. Thank you so much. Rekuts, what did you pick?
A dog.
A doggy. Woof, woof. Where does it go?
On the farm.
On the farm. Can you stick it somewhere? You're putting it next to the house. Very good. Okay. Little pumpkin Biush, what do you have? Can you just take one animal?
Yeah.
Okay, now. Tell us, what do you have in your hand? And where does it go? Biush.
We have a...
What is that?
Turtle.
A turtle. Where should we put
domestic.
It? Well, it's a tricky one because Reka has a turtle at home. It's true, you can keep it, but actually it's a wild animal.
It could go either way, but let's put it in the wild for right now because...
It's more like a wild animal, yes. Okay.
Virág?
Pumpkin Virág.
Okay.
You have a cat. A kitty cat.
It goes to the farm.
Farm.
The cats go here because they like to be...
Really?
Yeah, they can be up in the attic.
In
nice
the hay.
Warm attic in the hay.
Thank you, Virág. That was very nice. Okay. What do you have, Pumpkin?
Two rabbits.
Two bunnies, huh? And they go?
To the farm.
Okay.
Domestic place.
If they are wild hares, then they can go in the wild.
And to the...
Okay.
There.
Okay. Yes, in the meantime, can you pick another one, please? Very good, Mandy.
Okay, we have time for one more animal, everybody, if you
a
do it quickly.
A plane tag, very good.
Jazzy?
Okay, Jazzy.
Pick one, just one, the first one that comes in your hand. Why did you put there, Biush? You put a lion in the
lion.
Wild. Very good.
I have a little...
A little what? Chickies.
Sit down, please, because like this we can't see anything. Yeah? Okay.
A farmer goes on the farm.
And since we already started sorting, why don't we continue with sorting, but just with a different type of sorting? Let's quickly clean up these animals here. Okay. I'll clean these up.
I found one boy and a tiger.
Wait.
Okay.
Daddy boy.
And the farmer's wife goes here too. Very good.
Good job, children. Thank you.
Can we play ball?
Can you what? Let me pick it up because I don't want to lose these pieces. Jessie, don't take them off, darling. Just putting them on.
The tiger
should go in the wild.
Okay. Yeah, just put it on. Now we're going to do a different sorting. Sit down.
She's not missing, she's just on the toilet.
Whoop.
Now just let me.
Okay, here.
These things.
And here we have the things to make the... what's it with? Four. Okay. Put circles out.
I'm putting circles out. Everybody please take a look. One.
Hey, for the chair.
Two.
Let's make groups, okay?
Three and four groups.
Can we make groups according to colors, please? What colors could
colors.
We make?
Red, orange, white.
Okay, let's make a red, orange.
Blue.
Yellow.
Green.
How about a yellow? Slow down, darling. Slow down.
Bianco.
Bianco.
Okay, so can you tell us what kind of objects you're putting where?
I have a meeting.
You have a what?
This.
What is that?
What is the color?
For bead.
Okay, it's called a bead.
A bowl.
Bead.
A bowl.
A ball. It can. Okay, Mandy, this is a tricky one. It can go in both groups because it has green and it has yellow. Which one do you want to put it in? The yellow group, okay.
That's orange, Piyush. Orange shouldn't go with the yellow. Let's keep orange separate. So, Virag, could you please tell me what objects do you see in the yellow group, please?
Lemon.
Lemon.
Orange with the purple,
right?
And blue.
Lemon, what else?
Huh? Why
are
you putting purple?
But I don't know where else to put it.
What else do we see? Piyush, slow down. You see a plastic, what could that be? What could this be? Somebody help me out here. Corn, excellent. There is something else, yellow, in there. What is this?
A plate.
A plate. Okay, let's see the orange objects there. I don't know, for some reason they are mixed with the purple.
Yeah, Mandy mixed them up.
They mixed them up. Okay, let's name some of the orange objects there. What could they be?
Onion, corn.
Onion, comb, and orange.
And
excellent. And okay, a tiger.
Now,
the tiger is orange
make,
too, right?
Can we make one pile again?
What is this?
Listen, can
That's
we please
a
make
ring,
one pile? Woohoo! Can we make one pile again, please?
Yeah.
Those two. Let's make two groups. Let's make one group of things that you can eat. And one group of things that you cannot eat, okay?
And while you guys make the groups, we need to say goodbye to our dear viewers.
This is for the...
Say bye-bye!
Bye.
This is for the things that you cannot
Amíg a gyerekek tovább játszanak, mi elbúcsúzunk. Szokás szerint egy dallal szeretnénk önöktől búcsúzni. Reméljük, hogy máskor is velünk tartanak. Viszontlátásra!
Okay.
Oh, Mr. Sun, Sun, Mr. Golden Sun, please shine down on me. Oh, Mr. Sun, Sun, Mr. Golden Sun, these little children are asking you, please come out so we can stay with you. Mr. Sun, Sun, Mr. Golden Sun, please shine down on me.
A 2006. április 9-i választási műsort az MTV két csatornáján nézték a legtöbben a felnőtt lakosság körében. Köszönjük és bízunk abban, hogy április 23-án 18 óra 50 perctől újra meg tudunk felelni önöknek. Választás 2006. Magyar Televízió.
Nekünk nap mint nap újra és újra be kell bizonyítani, hogy tehetségesek vagyunk. Tehát nem elég az, hogy én hétfőn ragyogóan szerepeltem, nekem kedden előről meg kell győznöm azt a 900 embert vagy a nézőket, hogy én igenis megfelelő helyen vagyok.
Ezért kell a karriert tudatosan építeni és azt mondani, hogy ha az egyetem mellett, én Németországban jártam egyetemben, én nem tudok egyetlen egy évfolyam társamat, aki nem dolgozott volna az egyetem mellett.
Ez a klasszikus duma, hogy a marsalbot ott van mindenki kenyérzsákában. Van, akinek előkerül, van, akinek nem. Ő rajta is múlik.
Ilyenkor az ember előtt akkor már nincs is cél, tehát amikor azt mondja, hogy na most már van 2-3 szállodám, mit akar még?
Rengeteg cél van, például sokat szeretnék még vitorlázni, síelni, meg ilyeneket.
Van még szerep álmod?
Nekem sose volt.
De hát most, hogy így másodszor is fiatal lettél, most sincs?
Nem, nincs. Nem, szerep álmom nekem nem is volt, nincs is, mert én annyira meg vagyok elégedve a szerepeimmel, hogy azt, most mire álmodozzak itt, tehát még
megsértem. Mondjál már valami rosszat.
Ja?
Tudtam, hát tudtam, de jó. Ezt direkt csináltad.
Igen, most megmutatom, hogy hogyan kell elzárni egy... De ezt a
Gyula.
Műsor előtt kell.
Gyula!
Tessék, most a műsor előtt
100
kell.
100 forint.
Gyere szép adacki, ebből sem adacki.
Indul az év turnéja. Szenes Iván dalaival és a legnagyobb sztárokkal.
Izomlás, szabadidős sportmagazin szombatonként az M1 műsorán. A műsorban lévő sportközvetítések támogatója a Vasas Pasaréti Sportcentrum és a Nemzeti Sporthivatal.
Egy elviselhetetlenné vált üldöztetés áldozata lettem. Mielőtt megismertem őt, a férjem az egyik barátnőm, Jacqueline de Belfort vőlegénye volt.
Lynette ellopta az egész életemet, Monsieur Poirot.
A lövést közvetlen közelről adtak le.
Bellek, mint egy kutyát, mint egy mocskos kutyát, mert vannak!
Nem áll össze a ki!
Ez a maga napja, igaz, Monsieur? Hullanak az emberek, mint a legyek.
Halál a Níluson. Agatha Christie klasszikusa szombaton este az M1 képernyőjén.